passing Senate Bill 171 so early is historic in all my in record time, and that made all the difference in the world. And we're just hoping, and we'll do everything we can to educate the House on why this is so important.
That's Anchorage School Board Superintendent Carol Como speaking at a district legislative Q&A session in Juneau Monday. Senate Bill 171 passed the Senate Friday, the same day it was introduced. The Anchorage School Board drafted their final budget Thursday evening, slashing nearly $20 million in teaching positions and programs. Superintendent Como arrived in Juneau this week to begin a barrage of meetings with legislators about education funding, particularly the base student allocation, which is included in Senate Bill 171. Superintendent Como says what happens with the bill could change everything.
If it passes in its current form, the increase for Anchorage would be $9.2 million in additional funds, which would go a very long way for us to having a discussion with the board on possibly restoring the teacher positions that were cut that weren't restored the other night, as well as some of the other important positions that were cut. So, yes, it would be a huge benefit to us.
The cuts the board made last week include the equivalent of 142 full-time positions, including 6 elementary school counselors and 10 middle school career guides. They also cut several other programs, including summer school.
There's a small amount left in this summer just for June, and it'll be a very much modified summer school program. If the board put money back in the budget that begins July 1, there's a possibility that we could then extend summer school into July like we used to do.
Being able to do that, Como says, depends entirely on funding from Senate Bill 171. The Anchorage School Board made reductions in nearly every department district-wide. The district's budget is scheduled for public hearing at the March 27th Anchorage Assembly meeting. Senate Bill 171 is now in the House and will likely not be decided until the end of the legislative session. In Anchorage, I'm Daisha Eaton.